all, I'd like to wish a happy Mother's Day to all mothers who are out there, especially to my own mother, to whom I'm very grateful for the gift of life, as I'm sure all are to their mothers as well. Today in the Liturgy of the Word, we hear a lot about the gift of faith. And of course, it speaks to us about belief in Jesus, about faith in Jesus as being the way to lead us into eternal life. But we can also consider that on a more basic human level, each of us has to make a stance in life to determine what it is that we believe in and how we're going to live our lives. In the letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul tells us in chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that word substance is an interesting one with relation to faith, because sub means under and stance means something that you stand on. So in other words, what he's telling us is that faith in Jesus is a sure footing on which to stand, on which to build your house and to build your life on. But we should never forget that every single person has to believe in something. Even for the atheist who proposes to believe in nothing or not in God, that in itself is a stance. It's a footing in which one is going to base their life. Or for the agnostic who tries to put off the question of whether or not there is God, that too is a kind of stance on which one has footing and builds one's life. And so we all have a decision, not whether or not we believe, but the decision is in who or in what are we going to believe. And of course, what we're ultimately talking about is the most important questions of life, about our origin, where we came from, what our life is supposed to be about, and where our life is heading, namely, what is the final purpose and goal of our life. And all of those questions really become a part of what our faith in Jesus Christ is. As today's second reading from the letter to Peter tells us, Jesus Christ is that one rock which is going to offer us the surest footing to build our spiritual house together as living stones on the one rock of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. His is the surest footing to understand where we came from and where we are going in life. When we think about our origin, I guess it's a fitting topic today on Mother's Day that we know we came from our parents. But of course we know the question does not get only answered there, because our mothers came from mothers themselves and so on and so forth, which really leads us then to where did all of life come from? And this is precisely where the question of God and what Jesus proposes as an answer to us. It's very significant in sacred scripture that it is said that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Because in today's gospel, we hear Jesus telling Philip that Jesus, the Son of God, is the perfect image of the Father. In other words, Jesus is the one who reveals to us perfectly who God is, because Jesus is God. And that theme of being made in God's image and of Jesus being the perfect image is something worth reflecting on. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that there are two essential features in any image. The first one is that it has to be one thing copied from another, or one thing coming from another. And the second feature is there has to be a resemblance or a likeness and similarity from the one thing to the other in order to be classified as an image. Actually reminds me of a grade 7 art project which we had, whereby we were supposed to bring in a picture of a famous person and then with a pencil make a sketch or a portrait of that person. Unfortunately, I'm not much of an artist, and doubly unfortunately, I forgot to bring in a picture. Thankfully, one of my classmates brought in a magazine, and so I quickly ripped out a picture, which happened to be that of Jane Fonda, and then went about my work of trying to produce her image on my piece of paper. Well, as said, I'm not much of an artist, and seemingly with every little mark of the pencil that I would put on the page, it ultimately would wind up looking like stitches on Jane Fonda's face or some kind of bruises and battered. And in the end, There was absolutely no likeness to Jane Fonda whatsoever. It looked much more like someone who went 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali. It was not an image in any way because there was no likeness or resemblance to what it was intended to be copied from. Now, if we go to our human life, and specifically to our parents, you know, in some ways, each of us is an image of our parents. We came from them, and in a very real way, we reflect them. We reflect them by our appearance and all sorts of physical similarities between our parents to us, and we also reflect them in our behavior and the life that we live. And while it's true that we're an image, we're also an imperfect image because we are not a perfect resemblance to them. First of all, there's two of them, so we get some features from our father and some from our mother. And regarding our behavior, we have to say that other than our parents, there are other factors that go into determining the kind of people we become and which help dictate the things that we do. There's the culture we live in, the music we listen to, the movies we watch, and most of all, our own free will by which we make decisions about the values that we hold and the kind of people we're going to become by what we do. So when Jesus tells Philip, and he says, "Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father," what he's saying is, he is the perfect image of the Father. He has received absolutely everything from the Father, including the very act of being God, since he is the eternal Son, the eternal Word of the Father. And in that, Jesus possesses everything that the Father has. And therefore, he is the perfect image of who God is. And for that reason, Jesus is utterly unique from any other religious figure who has ever existed, because he's the only one who proposes to be God himself. And because he is, therefore, he is the perfect revelation of who God is. And he also thereby reveals to us where our origin comes from and what our relationship to God is meant to be. And that is why Jesus is called the truth. Because he is, because he is God, because he shows us who God is, he reveals to us who God is, and thereby he also then reveals to us who are made in the image and likeness of God what our life is meant to be. And this is why Jesus is the way. Because he is the one true Son, he is the perfect image of the Father, and we who are the adopted sons and daughters of God, who are made in his image and likeness, in that one perfect image of Jesus, we see what we are called to be like and what we are striving to be. And so for Jesus to be the way means we are trying to imitate him, we are trying to follow and disciple him because we recognize he is the one true Son, and because we recognize he is the life. He is the one who possesses the fullness of life, that in following him, we find happiness and fulfillment not only in this world, but ultimately in the life to come. In conclusion, if we have to consider what is the ground that we stand on, the footing that we hold in order to have a secure and fast place in life to understand what our life is about and to arrive at our destination, today's liturgy tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who is worth giving yourself to completely, because he is the fullness of the revelation of God, because he is the way and the truth and the life. And for us then who are striving to live to his image, who are made to live in his image, in following Jesus, we see that we too are called to know God and to love God with all our heart and soul. And upon this firm fitting, we also then find great consolation in those words from today's gospel that tell us, "Let your hearts not be afraid or upset or perturbed. I have gone before you. I have prepared for you a place in my Father's house." This is what the Lord Jesus invites us to. This is what he calls us to. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always strive to live to the image and likeness of God that is revealed in Jesus, that we would strive to love as Jesus has loved, and that we would strive to give ourselves to him completely. Amen.